declared humanitarian zone near the coastline. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 45 points, the NASDAQ ahead 106 points, and the S&P better by 29. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our little summer preview continues. Hot days, mild nights, random storms. A sun and cloud mix today. Very warm for the sixth day of May with a high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe flirting with 90 degrees. Widely scattered random hit or miss storms in the afternoon and evening hours today and tomorrow. Tonight's low 68. Tuesday's high around 90. I think by Wednesday we could be teasing the record high of 93 and the best chance of showers and thunderstorms this week on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. One person is dead and two others injured following a weekend shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to the 5100 block of Loblolly Pine Drive early Saturday morning, where 28-year-old Denisha McMillan was found dead at the scene. Two other unidentified victims were taken to a local hospital for treatment of gunshot wounds. State health officials report a rabid raccoon has been found in Autauga County and are urging pet owners to make sure their animals are vaccinated. The raccoon tested positive for rabies on May 4th after it was discovered acting strangely near the old Henderson grocery store off Highway 82. The name of the man shot by a Montgomery police officer on Thursday has been released. 57-year-old Grady Owens allegedly brandished a gun at officers as they were attempting to serve him with an arrest warrant. Owens was shot by an unidentified Montgomery Police Department SWAT team member. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook. at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm here. Abs is here. Where has Al gone?
She's on the phone. Just okay. Having to have a conversation.
Somebody's in trouble.
I don't think anybody's in trouble. I just think I would suggest to you that when kids come home from college, there's a lot of stuff to do. Just getting settled.
Yeah.
Like you think that once you have them out of the house and you've like, fly, birdie, fly. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
They need you more.
Okay.
I'm going to put that out there. They do. All right, Scott. So what were you telling me that you found out in the break?
I was telling you that... one of these stories is very reflective of what you said earlier about men, young men, kind of standing up for. But here's the interesting part. You know that in North Carolina, they the pro-Palestinian protesters were cussing at, spitting on the young men who were defending the flag. So it wasn't like the one in Tuscaloosa.
But I have a question. If they're doing that, and I know free speech, free speech, free speech, I get it.
You spit on me, it may be on.
But yeah, like when do you get to go, no, sir, no, ma'am? In this case, generally, it's women, miserable women screaming at the men.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you even in the U.S. going to school? Could you go home, please? Like, just leave. And how about the people who hoisted flags that were not the U.S. flag?
Right.
How about you go home, too?
Yeah. Go back to...
I didn't get to that part, but I'm kind of frustrated by that.
Yeah. I'm asking them questions.
Okay.
Say you're at a protest, and there's a counter-protest and a protest, and you're the guys... My son's in college next year. Your son is in college.
Yes.
And they're counter-protesting down at the UABs.
Yes.
UABs.
Yes.
And Mac and Will are standing there, and they're kind of protecting the flag. And someone just walks up and spits on them, right smack in their face.
Ugh. Boy, it's going to be hard for our big old boys to be chill, but they'd have to be.
Well, where do you draw the line? You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of old school. Spit in the face is like a hit, especially with all the diseases the leftists have.
That's kind of disgusting.
I would rather them hit me than spit on me.
What do you think, Sky? Would a spit a let's go sign?
I think we're way past the point of opening up a can.
Sky's can is open for a while. He just has the plastic lid on it. You know, the Pringles lid?
Yeah, you just pop it off.
He's already pulled the tab.
Ready to go.
He's already opened the whole can of Vienna sausages. He's got a Pringles thing on top.
It's well past time to let them know.
Well, I was going
to
ask the second one because a ton of these protesters are angry liberal white women.
They are. Taking selfies, no less.
Yeah, and if a liberal white woman comes up, and some of them have a foul mouth. I mean, like, old guys in the Navy are ashamed of the mouths of some of these liberal white women, okay? It's just bad. Mm-hmm. And it's that screechy little voice with all kinds of profanities and they don't even know it, that it is Christendom, Western society, it is our culture that keeps her from Sky taking the plastic lid off the can. Mm. And she's I'm just wondering when that comes, and it's from a girl, is it okay?
I would.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say it's from a girl. We've been over this before. And there is rules of engagement in my code regarding this. A female gets one shot. And then she gets a warning.
She gets a warning?
She gets one warning.
Okay.
And she gets one shot, she gets one warning, and then you must defend yourself at that point.
Okay. Are you taking the spit as the shot? Yeah, I'm going to take it. Let's do that. Let's vote for that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Spit's a shot. You get a warning after that.
How about we warn them on the way? Like, let me just tell you before you come over here with your little spittle-covered face.
Muncher.
You spit.
Goblin-looking freak.
I don't even know where that mouth's been. You spit on me, it is on. Mm.
Yeah.
Amy Beth made a good point. The OutKick has an article about what happened in Tuscaloosa. And they're bragging on the fact that there was a lesson to be learned. Both sides were protesting. They both did their chants. There was no fighting. There were no riots. Police weren't spit on. And I was like, wow, I wonder why that happens. And Ab says it's because everybody knows that half of them there are packing.
Just saying.
This is an armed society is a civil society.
I mean, the cute girls just as well as the big old boys. You don't know who's got what.
Yeah.
And whose daddy said, keep it in your purse, hon, in case you need it.
But if you draw it out,
be ready to use it.
Rock and roll.
Oh,
are you back? Oh, should I turn on your mic, Al?
You really don't have
to. We're glad you're back.
I got some shopping to do.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Well, my mother-in-law is asking, because we're doing like three birthdays and Mother's Day all in one.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so she's asking what she can get me for my birthday, and I better send her something, or otherwise.
You'll get nothing. Oh, she'll pick it out.
Send her, Allison, what are you going to say?
Grandma may pick it out, and then there's no telling. But anyway, I just, based on the article, I think, Abs, were you gone one day last week? Okay. Or were you here when we were talking about how many, the liberal to conservative ratio? You know, there are more liberals at the University of Alabama now.
Yes, there are.
Than conservatives. However,
why are you so happy about that?
Well, no, I'm just thinking.
Just rub it in a little bit, don't you?
I'm trying to get to the point that the conservatives, they just ain't scared. Like, I'm not scared. I'm coming at you. You know, the conservatives may be in the minority, but that's probably why it stayed. I mean, those boys, and I would say even the girls, aren't messing around at the University of Alabama. So you're going to come at them, they're going to come back.
So Ab's theory might have been a little bit better. Yeah, like, we're not going to start that here.
No.
We're not going to have that because they're just maybe itching for it.
It's just not going to happen.
What happened to Debbie? Where is Debbie, Sky?
Well, she wanted to talk about food.
I want to do that. I want to talk about Frank and
Debbie
Meat.
Maybe Debbie will call back and talk about Frank and Meat.
I hope she does.
So, Sky's on the phone.
This is just a good day. I'm so proud of these kids at these Southern colleges.
I'm telling you.
I mean, Alabama was historically, I told you that years and years and years and years and years ago, a Campus Crusade for Christ person told me that the University of Alabama was the most liberal school in the South.
Oh, I believe it 100%.
No, but that was because of the administration and the faculty and all that kind of stuff, not necessarily the students. But I'm kind of proud that they took a little stand.
They're trying to ruin. Did y'all talk about this while I wasn't in here?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Did y'all talk about the guy that they're saying made the monkey sound to the girl at Ole Miss? And literally, they're trying to ruin his life. Like, they are trying to find out who he is, ruin his life. And it was when they started chanting Lizzo.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, because this is at Ole Miss. If you watch, you know, the girl mm-hmm. that came over, mm-hmm. she does kind of resemble Lizzo.
She's a big girl, healthy.
Yeah, and
doing yoga. Because I've seen those commercials. I drink sports drinks now because they said it's for fat people. Sorry.
But you're getting skinnier. Oh, wait. No, you are, because you didn't get the big boy breakfast
right.
this morning.
Yeah, yeah. That's
but right. she's coming over. She has on a cute little, like, tracksuit.
And it wasn't little.
Little matching. But they start chanting Lizzo, and then...
That's funny. But you can't make fun of
But what
people,
happened?
Right?
Well, then one of the boys, it sounds like, makes, like, a monkey noise.
What kind of noises do monkeys make?
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
oh, a gorilla
ooh,
noise.
Oh, crap. Okay. Did he really do that?
Okay, that'd be like
that's
monkey.
That's a little monkey.
I don't know. It's like it's yelling and you know. And
right.
So I just think it's funny that they literally are trying to ruin this kid's life.
What if he was just going, ooh, ooh.
Well, let's really.
Like the military, hoorah. Like something like that. Like
you could.
What?
Or you, or who, or
I mean, any number of things.
But I don't.
But is that really, that's the worst sin in the world, is it not?
You
can have affairs, you can kill people, you can sell drugs, you can do, but you better not be racist in any way. That is the worst crime in America.
But I mean, even so, that's just a really dumb thing to do, but it is, why would you try to ruin his life over it? And this is me mm-hmm. speaking as a certified black enough mm-hmm. commentator mm-hmm. here. I'm going to put that hat on. Really? Yeah. For real?
Because they're for destroying people.
So that's worse than saying mm-hmm. that we're all Hamas now and mm-hmm. we can protest yeah. in favor of those who murdered people, ripped babies out of wombs, and mm-hmm. are basically mm-hmm. terrorizing everybody. Mm-hmm. We're for that?
But doesn't the press need, when young men are taking stands, they need to be able to say it's racist. They need for the next college, the kids to go, don't go out there because they're going to say you're racist. They need that.
Yeah.
That's why the left, if you have a big march, you got Abs and Al's Day for the Constitution, and you got 5,000 women marching, these leftist groups will send some people there with a Nazi flag and a Confederate battle flag, and they'll chant. I mean, you know, I don't even know who this kid is, but the way things are done these days, that kid might not even have been on that side of the protest. You just need somebody over there to say something stupid, whatever. I mean, I think in this case he was.
Yeah.
But you just need somebody mm-hmm. so they can put it on television to say, look at all the racists. This is racist. Mm. So don't anybody do this somewhere else because you're all racist. They've got to put this down.
It's not getting us anywhere in this whole, you know, it's just we're worse off than when we started. Mm-hmm. And so something's got to change.
And the best thing that could happen is when they go to these other kids or whoever and say, what do you think about so-and-so? Even if he did it, they should say, so? I didn't. That has nothing to do with what we were doing. And just start using the so response. And you'll end up, but these young men, and the rest of that article, before I go to your phone calls, matches up with what Amy Beth said. The one from the Western Journal is talking about, hey, young men beginning to stand up because it's going to take young men doing these kinds of things to save the country. They were spit on, they had all these things, but it says the young men were rushed forward to keep their nation's flag from touching the dirt and keep their fellow students at bay until more police could arrive. And it's what we need. We need more young men. It says, though perhaps not so fraught as the War of 1812's Battle of Baltimore, the episode at Chapel Hill is nonetheless indicative of a fundamental truth that secular American society has for decades been trying to suppress. Men must be men for the good of the nation, for the good of families, for the good of civilization. The feminist myth of toxic masculinity has cowed and emasculated generations of men with catastrophic effects on Western civilization.
Who wrote this? This is strong.
I'm at the second printing, but it was at the Western Journal, so I don't know who the author is.
Yeah, this is like Amy Beth and I always talk about. Like, we want the option to maybe be able to do it, but like, I'm really tired, and I would love it if like our legislature would step up and just be men.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if our pastors would step up and don't be a soy boy.
Right.
I'm so tired of the beta males.
We would not have some of our problems if men had just said way back, no, stop, just stop.
And we wouldn't have to use the word soy boy because nobody would be.
Yeah, and nobody.
Because our feelings get hurt because we say things sometimes on this show. Well, sometimes that hurts because it's true.
Like Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did y'all hear when he was talking about that they're going to let chaplains or, you know, and he was like, and everybody's saying all of a sudden we're going to have Satanist clubs. Right. Like he said, just stop. We're not playing those games here. The Satanists are not coming. It's not a religion. It's not recognized. Right. And he just said it. And you know what? I bet the discussion's over.
Probably.
Like it would be so much
Why
simpler.
Why is that so hard?
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be.
Here's the last part with 30 seconds. When war threatens peace, it is the role of the man to pick up a sword or a rifle and march forth to meet the enemy. When the mob is incited to riot, it is the role of the man to stand on his doorstep to ensure his wife and children at home are kept safe. These dual responsibilities, provider and protector, have been maligned, blah, 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 as some form of misogyny. But the simple fact is, it is necessary that men fulfill these responsibilities or else civilization will collapse. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, we'll be back.
You want. Be who you want and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Relax in the tranquil spa. Play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
It's Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader. We're your friendly real estate duo from Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
Are you thinking of selling your home, wondering when the right time is, or where even to begin?
That's where we come in. With our expertise, we guide you from start to finish to ensure a smooth transaction.
From market analysis, professional photography, helping negotiate the best deal for you, and so much more, we've got you covered. So if you're ready to list, give me, Eddie Bader, a call at 334-322-0662.
And me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358. And let us show you why our clients say we turn stressful into successful.
Not sure what to get her for Mother's Day? Give the gift of beauty. Gift certificates are available at William Mason Salon, the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville. Offering world-class hair care, they're an upscale salon without the upscale price. Their stylists are committed to continuing education that keeps them inspired. Show your love this Mother's Day with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Stop by their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Call them at 285-7200 or go to williammasonsalon.com.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I can't live without you. I'm so caught up in you.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. My goodness gracious, I apologize for all the stuff we've had to get to. We still didn't get Debbie back. Well, come on, Debbie. Let's go to the phone calls. We'll take them in order. Let's go to Miss Love. Miss Love, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Love.
Hope you allow me to wish everybody that were born in the month of May. A blessed birthday, and read this short card. It said you are a special gift from the incredible God. You're unique, you're blessed, and you're irreplaceable. Hope you feel wonderfully celebrated and abundantly loved. Happy birthday. Just remember, every perfect gift comes from above and comes down from our Heavenly Father. And I appreciate that so much.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Love. Hey, that's wonderful. That's call of the day. Thank you, Miss Love.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too.
So I mean, I agree with Miss Love, Allison. You are unique. What?
That's what you got out of all that?
I was waiting for the average.
I'll take it.
The adjective. She was like, unique. I'll go with unique. Unique. I'll go with unique.
Miss Love must have a May birthday, too.
Miss Love is awesome.
She does. She does?
Yes.
She's all those things.
She is so uplifting. Speaking of uplifting, let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Red Top.
Let's talk about something that makes us different.
Okay. What makes the most difference in the whole world?
Yeah, because all the crap y'all talking about is almost over. All the rugs are being broken up, and nobody gives a damn about who goes to the bathroom anymore, where they go, because there's so little of that going on. A very important body, especially people like me. Executive order by the Biden administration, take marijuana off Schedule 1.
Hey, what, Red Top, what exactly does that mean in the real world?
Pardon me?
I said, what will that mean in the real world? Because I'm really not up to speed on Schedule 1, marijuana. What does it mean?
That means for the first time they can do legal research on it, which the UAB's already done the legal research on it to prove that it was not harmful in any way. So has the CDC. It's only the cops that have been keeping this crap.
So you tell me UAB and the CDC have said that marijuana is not harmful in any way?
No. It is not a gateway drug, and it has thousands of medicinal uses. So, okay. We've been lied to all these years. Are you surprised, sir?
No, I'm not surprised, but I'm still on the page of I think it's probably more negative than positive, but you and I will disagree.
You're just so brainwashed, and I'm very disappointed that people of y'all's generation are that damn brainwashed. Mm-hmm. They have been pulling the wool over everybody's eyes for a long time. This was all started because of the hippies in the Vietnam War. They made billions of dollars off putting people in jail for marijuana.
It goes back even further than that, Red Tub. It goes back to William Randolph Hearst. And he didn't want hemp being grown to use as a cheap supply for newspaper.
That's how. And when nylon was invented, hemp was the main use for all maritime roads.
Right. Right.
Okay.
It's been blackballed for many, many reasons. There's a racist component to this as well.
A racist component.
Yeah. On top of that, Derek Cunningham gets on the air and he's going to be a complete a-hole about it and say, no, marijuana is still illegal in Alabama. They're going to go to arresting people to the last damn minute. These guys need to rot in hell.
Yeah. He actually made a statement on that in that regard.
Yeah,
sheriff of Montgomery County, we're talking about.
Yeah, you know what? That's a big problem. Why not a damn one of us like the government or believe in them, especially for my generation. And they need to get off their ass and get off my back. Roll
That's
tide,
right.
Go Trump.
Reverend.
Well, I'm still not sure it's so good for you. I have wondered all the stories about making paper and rope and all that kind of stuff. I'm all for the agricultural uses. But I don't know if there is a miracle drug that you just take and it doesn't do anything to you. It's got to do something to you or it wouldn't be a drug. I mean, you know, I like aloe just as much as anybody, I guess. But I'm just saying there's a lot of information out there about what it does to people, the psychosis it causes. I mean, I guess the government could lie, but it's the government, like you said, that seems to be more in favor of it. The exact same government that is for tearing down communities, tearing up families, that seems to want to spread mayhem everywhere it goes. I don't think it's an accident that the Biden administration is the one that says, hey, let's make this easier. Everything they've done almost is about tearing away at society. Now, Red Top, I think... And to his credit, I believe Red Top is an anomaly. Red Top's out doing it, getting after it, working hard, got a health issue. It helps with, I get it, and I understand that for him. But also see a number of people who don't do jack.
And who grow furious when you suggest that they don't. But there's also, you're right, the three times... more concentrated THC in marijuana today than in days gone by. And so it does take away the will to live. It does lower your sperm count. It does cross the blood-brain barrier. It does kill cells that cannot be revived. So there's a lot of things that happen that you're right. I think he is an anomaly. And I think there are people
who
there's a
medicinal use.
There is. Yes. That's not wrong. That's true. But doctors can already prescribe Marinol. My husband already prescribes that for people. Mm-hmm. So there's that as well. But... we cannot not talk about it without people getting furious. Then you've tiptoed into the I'm super defensive. So what? No. If you want to have a conversation about it, let's talk. But don't pretend that there is not another side to it. There always is two sides. Always.
And it goes back to that whole argument of liberty and freedom, and what is what. The ability to just do whatever I want is not exactly liberty. That's licentiousness, isn't it? They used to be two different words, but we don't know what, we can't spell either. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit. With flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores, go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right more for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our little summer preview continues. Hot days, mild nights, random storms. A sun and cloud mix today. Very warm for the sixth day of May with a high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe flirting with 90 degrees. Widely scattered random hit or miss storms in the afternoon and evening hours today and tomorrow. Tonight's low 68. Tuesday's high around 90. I think by Wednesday we could be teasing the record high of 93 and the best chance of showers and thunderstorms this week on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To the Gulf of Mexico, the Lake Charles, Louisiana.
thing that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me. I don't have to speak, but she defends me.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to your calls. I think we lost Debbie.
I think Debbie will call back.
I was going to you, Debbie, but Allison wanted to stay on topic.
Debbie
and all that
is
stuff.
A very seasoned caller, and she knew that she was going to be traveling through some low signal.
Some bad areas.
Yeah. She cut us a break.
We'll get her. Well, she can always, if she calls back tomorrow, we'll put her at the front of the line.
It's weird. I feel like your feelings are hurt, Scott, and I didn't know you had feelings.
I didn't want her feelings to hurt just because y'all didn't want to go to her, and I did.
Debbie, he's lying. He just don't. Just
Charles the First of Dewan, he wants to weigh in on the Auburn men. What do they do? They haven't done anything.
Well, I was going to get back from getting hijacked from the marijuana there into the subject matter of men stepping up to the plate.
Okay.
On Friday's Amy Beth's show, Professor Byram P. Democritus told what happened when the protesters from Contrarian University went to Auburn. It has everything to do with what y'all were talking about, so I thought I'd reiterate it from the point of view. They went over there because there was nothing, to happen at Contrarian, and they went over to Auburn. And when they did, half of them got saved, 30 of them got baptized by Hugh Freeze and the coaching staff, and the other five that made it to the agriculture department to break the doors and windows got brandished with Never Forsake Israel on their backside. And Professor Contrarian said, they won't never be doing that again. And I thought I'd remind you of her award-winning show that day.
War Eagle, Charles.
Very good, Charles the First of Dewan. I did not know that that had happened.
It was spectacular.
It was a big day on the plains.
Y'all need to just hear that. Y'all just need to go and listen to Amy Beth's show. She let me on there for about 20 minutes to talk, too.
Really?
We had a good talk.
Yes, it was really good. It had to do with a subject matter that Tommy Tuberville talking about in 1819 News, in the article this morning. And so you guys should go listen to it because it was really, really one person after the other calling and really a great show.
It was riveting, huh?
Yeah, and I thought you'd enjoy the professor's show. And there's going to be the opposite of him will be coming in a few days, a legislator named Sinus B. Ledlow.
Sinus B. Ledlow. Sounds like an Alabama legislator.
Oh, I can't wait.
He is sneakily both a senator and a legislator from Hertsahatchee, Alabama. And he is the most conservative person. He is the most conservative person you could even imagine where, Professor Democritus is very liberal. Well, he's going to tell you how Allison can help the libraries tomorrow, the next day. Y'all should really enjoy it.
That sounds good, Charles the First. You tell him to call on in. Could just about be a representative and a senator at the same time. They wouldn't know the difference.
What's his name? Sinus B.
Sinus B. Ledlow.
Now, think about that. He is the finest that B. Ledlow. You get me?
I don't get it.
Led low.
Becomes a senator and he gets led low.
But what do his sinuses have to do with it?
Sinus. F-I, like Sinus St. John in Coleman.
Oh.
Sinus. I thought you said sinus, too.
No.
Sinus led low. I got you.
Sinus led low.
He just won that special election down there in, what was the name of that town again?
Waxahachie.
Hertsahatchee.
Hertsahatchee.
And Leda Hatchie. That's right. I know.
That's where
it is.
From. Okay. Yes. Charles the First. I look forward to hearing from him.
Man.
All right.
I just,
thanks a lot, y'all.
See ya.
Our bouquet of callers just expands.
Professor Democritus. What is it? Byron P. Democritus. Byron P. Democritus.
Yes. And Sinus B.
Finus B. I thought he
and
said Sinus.
And then poison.
Too.
I mean, I don't know.
O-I's and Ivy, or P-I's and Ivy.
Do you think that if we ever had people call in, we would make it through a call? Could we ever do that? I'm having an idea.
What do you mean, make it through a call? What do you mean? I don't understand.
I think I'm gonna test your... Never mind.
Okay.
I'm having an idea.
You're working on something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had to hide in another room to do it.
Hmm.
But
did y'all hear the latest of what Christy Noem did?
Is she still living in
she
your brain rent free?
Noem Moore.
Noem Moore.
She,
what does she do now?
She has totally jumped the shark. Is that what it's called? Remember when Fonz he jumped the shark.
Is that different than jumping the broom?
I think it is. Jumping the broom's wedding.
Jumping the broom?
Uh-huh. That's wedding.
It's a wedding thing.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Wait, what's
wow.
Jumping the shark is when, that's now a common phrase for when a television show peaks out.
You knew the show was over when Fonzie jumped the shark.
Right, yeah, because it's
right.
So
There's
ridiculous.
Nowhere to go from here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I kind of want to play the clip. I don't know how much time we have.
I think we have time, Allison.
But let me get this pulled up. So this
while you're
is
doing that, can I say this?
Yeah.
I just got a text from Martha.
Uh-huh.
And that's aww. That's pretty nice by itself. It is a picture, clearly, of lunch, cornbread, fried chicken, and turnip greens.
Yes,
and
yum.
It says, quote, I've eaten over half. Yes, it's real.
Yay.
That is awesome.
Aww.
Look, if you don't get stronger eating fried chicken and turnip greens, you're not going to get
there's not
strong.
A whole, yeah.
Aw, Scott,
do it.
You look so happy.
That
just
is
look
going
at
to
she
do
hasn't
it.
Been eating.
Yeah.
She hasn't been eating.
Well, that'll make you weak, too.
You've got to eat. You've got, it all goes, and you understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
She's told, I don't know how many times she's told me, stop talking to me about that. And I get it. But her sending that.
Aw.
That's precious.
That is good. Strong.
Yes, it's real. She didn't pull the kid, like, push her food around and throw half of it in the trash can and then text
put
you.
Put it on your kid's plate, the other kid's plate.
It's pretty good, too.
So, Christy Noem was on Face the Nation yesterday. And talking about her book. And there's some questions in there about cricket.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some also, well, let's just play this first. Here's part of the interview.
On this point, though, because you have been rumored to be a potential vice presidential candidate, as you know, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said, killing the dog and then writing about it ended any possibility of her being picked as VP. You talk multiple times about it. In fact, at the end of the book, you say the very first thing you would do if you got to the White House that was different from Joe Biden is you'd make sure Joe Biden's dog was nowhere on the grounds. Commander, say hello to Cricket. Are you doing this to try?
Are you kidding me?
That dog was biting people.
What? So she writes in the book, apparently, she starts talking about that she would go in and kill Joe Biden's dog, too.
The one that was biting everybody?
Yes.
They should have shot that dog the first time.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. If you're like a biter, like you got to go. Because that hurts people. Okay?
Yeah, might hurt a kid.
But the dog was more vicious than Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well, not really.
Then she goes on, and I can't find the clip. I thought I bookmarked it. But y'all, she totally, there's a part in the book where she talks about meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
What? She met with Kim Jong-un?
Well,
what'd
that's
she say
the
to
problem.
Him?
She said something that she know. She said she in the book she wrote that she told him, I have a lot of experience dealing with tyrants because I'm a parent, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, that apparently is the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she goes on and the Face the Nation interviewer says, so you met with Kim Jong-un? And she said, actually, no. Once it was discovered that
was
story
in
was in the book,
mm-hmm.
we had to remove it. It was an anecdotal. So she didn't even write the book. And
no,
what
but,
is in
but
the
Amy
book?
Amy Beth can tell you that most of these cats don't write their
they
books.
They do not write their books. They have ghostwriters.
So somebody just made up the story?
Somebody
about
made
Kim
it
Jong-un?
Up to take her out is what they did.
Well, I think she's just a liar. Oh. I just am not liking
you just think
any
that because she shot the dog.
I just don't. How can you trust her at this point?
You can't trust anybody to shoot a dog.
You can't, but
the
I
book
think
is almost out.
Uh-huh.
And you're just now realizing it. Have you not read
we gotta
it?
We got to take a break. No would be the answer. We'll be back.
Tucker Pecan Toyota is in a brand new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they still got the same great products they had when they were downtown. Here's David Little to tell you more.
Hey, David Little at Truck Pecan here. I tell you what, since we have moved, we've had great response. We have lots and lots of people coming by our new store on 1935 Mulberry Street, and it's a lot of fun. You know why? Because we're getting to add new items. We're adding new candies, new jellies, new jams. We even have a honey called Hot Pecan Butter. It's so good. We have a hot honey. We have a peach jam. We have a hemp jelly that is mangoes, pineapples, and jelly. It is so good. We've got all those things. Plus, we've got all the great candy we've had before. And, you know, we're in a very convenient location. You don't have to go to downtown. You come to Tucker Pecan at 1935 Mulberry Street. Come shop with us, and we'll take care of all your gift needs, candies, or if you're just hungry, come by, and we'll fix you up.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Hey, don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Check out that website, 1819, put the numbers in, 1819news.com. They are your citizen-supported truth teller, shining the light in Alabama on the good things, the bad things, the ugly things. It's just, it's what old newspapers were supposed to be, and we finally found out they were not. So check out 1819news.com. I jokingly said during the break, oh no, oh no, there's a beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, and it's turning ugly. And I'm like, what could that be about? Allison, you know, don't you?
I don't really.
How do you know these things? You didn't know all that history earlier, but you know about the rap beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, who I don't know who either one of those people is.
Really?
I really don't.
Mm. I'm still not 100% sure why we fought at the Alamo, but I know.
It was a rap beef.
I'm pretty sure.
The Mexicans had their rap.
It was a rap battle.
And they were like, it's got to have mariachi in it. And the other guys, the Americans are like, no, it's got to be more drums. And it was, yeah, it was bad.
The shakers. So I don't know what started it all, but the latest is that Kendrick Lamar wrote a diss track and put out a diss track.
Like not having any respect?
Yeah, like... Like,
oh, it is a diss?
I'm going to diss you? It is called a diss track.
Oh, I was hoping you actually said disc.
No, diss. Diss. Like, diss.
D-I-S-S. Like I'll be dissing you track.
And the photo or the cover for the diss track that he put out talking smack about Drake has Drake's, like, Toronto mansion, like his house.
Right.
And it has all these dots. That are indicative, like all these little like location dots all over the top of his house. They're sex offender dots.
Oh no.
And the roof of his house is like covered in sex offender.
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like it's getting pretty
great.
Like for reals.
For real.
For real. But then there's this whole graphic that's there's this whole diss track gang war going on, and there's a, like Taylor Swift is involved.
No,
and, like all these people.
Taylor comes
not
way
Taylor.
In.
Everybody, calm down. Yeah.
That can that she's gonna be there? Opening is not
as good.
You just need to.
Are those songs?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway,
we're not out of the woods.
That's all I know. I don't really know what started it.
You're so wrong.
Everybody, shake it off.
How do y'all know this stuff?
Because we have teenage girls.
So Jared says that I'm turning into the water boy's mother.
Bobby Boucher?
Where everything's the devil.
Perhaps it is.
But I'm pretty sure I'm right. And she was too.
She was right.
She was the devil. Yeah.
Mama, everything's the devil. Yep. It is.
Yes, it is, Bobby Boucher.
I'm pretty
watch
sure.
Watch out, because Mama loves you.
I love Bobby Boucher. I love Waterboy. There's so many life lessons.
Boy, that's such a good...
You think one of those church... Well, you think one of those mega churches has, like, the gospel according to Waterboy?
You know what, Scott? Back when that was really popular 5 years ago, yes, they did. They did have the gospel according
New
to...
New York County Judge Juan Merchant ruled Monday for a second time that former President Donald Trump had violated his gag order during the trial, holding him in criminal contempt and threatening him with jail time.
For what did he do?
He violated the gag order. I don't know.
And you saw the Jack Smith story, too.
Yeah, it's almost like all these cases, it's almost like they knew they were going to fall apart, but they needed to bring all these charges so a certain portion of the American public would say, we had to do something. You can't have that many charges and they all be made up, which also admits that they know a bunch of them are made up, but he must have done something. The little judge, I'm telling you, the little merchant guy, he's feeling his oats. He's standing up for a direct attack on the rule of law, and he cannot allow that to continue. Go ahead and throw Trump in jail, judgy boy.
Oh, boy.
See what happens.
America. That's what's going to happen.
Lizzo.
There's so much trouble.
Is that bad?
That was Allison. That was Allison Sinclair. Hey, y'all be safe out there. We're going to try to be back tomorrow. We'll do news tomorrow.
Okay.
See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson.